Okay, today's Omer Daf Chof on the base. We are already some approximately 12 lines down. My Kriyas HaGeber, the Mishnah mentioned that every day, when were they Torah Mitzvah Mizbeach? By Kriyas HaGeber, by the call of the Gever. What does that mean, Kriyas HaGeber? Rav Omer Kora Gavra, when a person called out, there was a special Memunah, who called out, as we'll see in the Bryce in a few minutes, that Kayanim, get up to the Avoida, Levim, get up to your Duchening, a person. That's what Kova Gever means, a special Memune who was appointed for that. If Shila says no, Koro Tarnagoilo, a Gavra is a Tarnagoilo, a rooster, when the rooster calls. A story. Rav Iklala Asad Reb Shiloi. Rav came to the city of Reb Shiloi. And as we'll see as the story progresses, Reb Shiloi did not recognize Rav at the moment. Reb Shiloi got up to Darshan to give his drasha, to give his halachashir. There was no Amoyer, there was no Torgamon there. Usually he said it over in Lashon Kodesh. And then he had an Amoyer, a translator, get up and say it in the other languages, or louder, or a mixture of the two, so everyone else could hear and understand. So the Torgamon wasn't there. So come Rav Olev, come a Farish. So Rav got up and he started, he volunteered to be the Meturgamon, and he was the substitute Meturgamon. Become a Farish, Makri, I said, Gavra, Kor Gavra. And when Shile said over this concept of Kriyas HaGever, Rav himself translated it to mean Kor Gavra, when the person, the Memune, calls out, right, Amdu Kehanim Lavaidosa. As opposed to whether Shiloh himself holds that Kara Gavra means when the rooster calls, when the rooster crows. Omele Shiloh heard Rav interpreting the words Kara Gavra, Kriyas HaGavra to mean Kara Gavra when the person called. So he said to him, why are you saying it like that? It means Kara Tarnagoyla, it means when the rooster crows. Why are you saying it wrong or differently? Omar Lei, so Rav answered back to Reb Shiloi, Abuv l'chori zemer. When you're blowing a flute for chori, for free people, people who are accustomed to music, zemer, it sounds like beautiful music. L'gardoi, now you're going to blow that same reed as a flute to some weavers, some plain passionate people who are not accustomed to musical, instruments and musical harmonies. And loy mekablu minei, they're going to say, no, that doesn't sound good, right? Like, when you give a tune to the famed, whether it's musicians or composers, and they like it, and then you give it to some, guy who doesn't, maybe he can sing a little bit. Nah, it's off tune, doesn't sound right. Right, what are you doing? What was Rav essentially giving a marshal? I've said over, Gemara speaks it out. Nachamal. Abuv l'chori zemer. When you blow the flute, or the straw as like a flute, for chori, for free people, zemer was such a beautiful tune. The gardoi, now I'm blowing it for some simple gardoi, simple waver. They're not being mikabul, the music. Why? When I was in front of Reb Chiya, and I explained the Kriyas HaGever to mean Kara Gavra, that the person is calling out. He never said I was wrong. Right? It was a song to him. Now, va'atamer, you on a much lower level than Reb Chiya, and now I'm saying it over to you, va'atamer li ema kara tarnagoila, and you're telling me, no, it means the rooster. What? Mars, who's Mar? No, Mar is referring to you, and you're telling me it's a rooster. Meaning, I sent this over to Reb Chiya, much greater, higher, holier man, and he had no problem. He accepted it as Kara Gavra, that it's a person, it's a Memunah who's saying it, right? And now I'm saying it over to you, who's not as choshev as Reb Chiya, and now you're telling me it's wrong. That's like the non-musician who's saying, right, that's something that's off tune, doesn't sound right, when the famous high composers like it and agree with it. So Omar Lay, so when Rav told us over to Reb Shiloh, so Reb Shiloh chapped, wait a second. This person in front of me, he was saying it over to Reb Chiya, Oh, you must be Rav. Omer lei, mar ni Rav? Are you Rav? Rav was Reb Chiya's nephew. Rav apparently was well known that he was the Meturgaman, he was the translator, the Meturgaman of Reb Chiya. So when this person was saying that I was Meturgaman in front of Reb Chiya, so now Reb Shila is hopping. Wait a second, are you Rav? Mar ni Rav? Are you Rav? If you're Rav, ni nechmar, sit down. I don't want you to be Meturgaman. It's not covered. It's not bakovadik that here I or Shiloh him giving a drasha and you, Rav, are being my metargim. It's not bakovadik. Omer lei, Rav continued. Rav answered back and said, no, I have to continue. Why? Ami inshi, people say, itagris lei, if you were hired by the guy, you know, to do his work for the day, poitz amre, even if you're going to be spinning his flax, which is, you know, a little more disgraceful malacha, maybe it's malachas noshim. Still, if you were hired to the job, you got to do it. You got to finish the day. So I was mekabel for the day. I'm going to be the meturgaman. I got to finish. I'm going to finish the job. Or ikadamri, achi amalei, or another version, Rav said to Rav Shulei, I'm going to continue doing the job for today. Why? Because ma'ilam mekodesh v'lo meridin. You have to go up in kedusha, not down. If I'm going to sit down, if I'm not going to be the meturgaman, what's going to happen? Somebody else is going to get up and be the meturgaman. That's going to be a matzav of moir b'kedusha, going down in levels. Azai, you can't be moir b'kedusha. So I'm going to finish out the day. I'm going to continue being the meturgaman of the day. Let's see Rashi. I don't know why my voice started going all of a sudden. So Dr. Rashi. We are halfway down the Amud. Kara Gavro. Machris HaMemuna. There's a special, reserved person who announced Al Hamemuna Al Hakru is the person whose Memuna is appointed to do the announcements. Vo'oimer Omdu Kehanim Lavadaskem Kehanim, get up for the Avoida. Kiritoni Bebraisa Bishmaitzim, like we'll see momentarily in the Braisa. Rav Ikla Asra Dev Shiloh, Vilohi Bakir Masa, they didn't recognize who he was. Lohoya Moira, Meturgaman, there was no Meturgaman translator. Ho'oimer Levne Chochem Adashnu, who normally stands in front of the Chochem, was giving a Joshua. The Chochem Loichish Loi Loshin Ivris. The Chochem says it quietly in Loshin Kodesh. V'hu Metagim L'Rabin Loshin Shein Shemin. He would go and say it out loud to everyone in the language that they understood. To come in Farish, Krus Agever, Koragavra. And he, Rav, when he was translating it, he called it Koragavra. In the Joshua, Reb Shiloh mentioned this concept of, or this Kreis HaGever in Hebrew, in Loshen Kodesh, when he went and translated to the Rabbim, Karagavra, he explained it to be Karagavra, when the Memuna announces it. Abuv Lechori Zemer, Cholil, this flute, Shehu Choshev Levnei B'nei Choyrim, Zemer Nova Orev, which is Choshev, it's considered special in front of B'nei Chayim, free people who appreciate music, that it's a beautiful, sweet sound. L'gardoy l'kablu minei bo'itz of gardiyim. If I bring it to the weaver, l'shoyer to sing, or l'choy l'hem to play the flute, l'hokshar b'nei bo, that's not good music all of a sudden. U'mashalu, it's a mashal, a parable, k'loymar. P'rizesha p'rashdi l'fnei sorim rabin pa'omim rabbi, s'vlam yichim yodi. This pirush I said in front of many great rabbis, many great chachamim, and they were never meicha, they were mekabalim. Achshav pirashti lefonecha. Now I'm saying it over in front of you. She'incha godu kamosim. You're not as great as them. V'lo kibalti, you're not being mekabalit. So now Reb Shiloh understood. Oh, who is this person? Marhu Rav. Shata rogu letargim lokum letargim of Nereb Chiyoshu doidcha. Are you Rav? You know Rav, the one who translates in front of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya was Rav's uncle. Neidach Mar, sit down. Leich, go, v'shev b'kvedecha. Sit, as is your honor. She'ini kedai she'tei meturgamoni. It's not kedai that you're my meturgamon. I can't be darshening you're my meturgamon. E tagris lei poitz amr, the first wide line of Rashi on the bottom. Im niskarta itzo odom l'mlecha zeim, if you're hired out to a person to do his day's work, you have to do any malacha that he gives you. Even if it's a little bit of a more disgraceful type of work. You're going, niputz tzemer, spinning the flag, the wool. Even if it's a woman's job. I say, you still have to do it. You have to finish the day. So do I. Rav was continuing and saying, so do I. I started the pula, I started the day. Egmar, I'm going to finish it. one more Rashi, second wide line on the bottom, four lines on the bottom. V'loy meridim, g'nai ha-drosha, who? It's a g'nai for the drosha, she'ered ani, well, I'm going to leave, v'yokum pochas mimeni l'goyim, and so, well, someone else is going to get up to be the mentagamon, and he's going to be on a lower level than me. Ma'ilam mekodesh ve'emeridin, it'll be a g'nai for the drosha to have someone else finish off the day's drosha. Therefore, Rav says, I will continue being the mentagamon for the rest of the drosha, the rest of the day. Apparently, he probably said he probably offered. He said, "Sure, I know Lashon Kodesh, and I know Chvesh Shavaza, Bangladesh, or whatever it was." And he offered his services, right? You saying, does the Meturgman have to have been a Chochem Gadol? I don't know. Maybe he was wearing a frock. I don't know. Not sure, right? Chesdish. We are halfway down the Yom. Tanya Kavosa, the Rav, Tanya Kavosa, the Shiloh. We have one Braisa that's clearly like Rav, that the Gever is a person, the Kriyas HaGever is a person who is announcing it's time to start doing Avodah. And we have one Braisa like Rav Shiloh, that the Gever is a rooster. Tanya Kavosa, the Rav, the Braisa like Rav. Braisa says clearly, Gvine Kruz Mahu Oimer. What would the announcer announce? Imdu kehanim lavadaschem. Kehanim, get up to the avodah. Ulevim duchanim. Levim, get up to your duchen, to your duchen spaces. Yisrael lemaamadchem. Yisrael, get up to your maimid. Right, the maamadas. We know the maamadas from Maseches Megillah and Tainus already. Before we continue, this can be a long, long price to continue on this concept. But you see clearly that the Gvine Kruz, this announcer's announcement, what was the announcement? It was clearly a person announcing Imdu kehanim. I guess it was Pashtun to Gemara that this is the morning's announcer. If the Mishnah's Kriyas HaGever meant the Tarnagol, so what? Well, you don't need. Seems that
the Vekar would just go when the rooster calls.
And that's what Rabbi was asking. It seems from the Gemara's understanding that no, it's they're mutually exclusive. He's one or the other. But it was a what? Oh, yeah, that's what seems to be the Gemara's understanding of that, correct. I mean, you want to say that maybe really Christ the Greve means the rooster, and at the same time there was a Gvinei Kruz, or immediately afterwards. What? Well, because he's announcing Yisrael, Kehanim, get up to your Avoida. We know from the mission already, that was the Avoida, they started getting ready at the Christ the Greve. I hear. Okay, I don't have an answer, but you see the Gemara, how it was...
Even sleeping. Just announce the time for announcements.
Okay, let's continue. Okay, now we're just going to continue talking about this announcer. This sound, this call, when the Gever would be calling out, it was heard. Vesholosh parso is mamish, three parso away. Meisim be'agrivas ha-melech. There was a story with Agrivas ha-melech, shayobob, Bederech, or Hoylech Bederech, he was walking on the way, on the road. The Shoma Koylo Begimu Parsois, he heard this sound from three Parsois away. Apparently, he was Nisoyer to look what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Uchishabo Lebeisa, when he got back to his house, Shigir Le Matonis, he sent him Matonis, he sent this Gavra, such beautiful, loud, booming voice, beautiful voice, sent him Matonis. But, even though this Gever's voice was loud and clear and maybe very nice, Afal Pikin Kohen Gadol Mishubuch Mimenu, the Kohen Gadol's voice and noise was even more praiseworthy, was even better. How do we know? Da'amar Mar. Mar says, this is the Gemara later on in the fourth Berak, Ukvar Omer Ona Hashem. By the time the Kohen Gadol says, Ona Hashem, Chatos Yavisi, V'nishma Koyle B'Yerichoy, his voice was already heard in Yericho. You remember you had a similar Gemara in Talmud. You already heard in Yericho his voice. That was 10 parsa. So the Kohen Gadol's voice traveled 10 parsa. And not only that, the Kohen Gadol, when he did it, there was Chosha, he was weak. V'hochalaka Chosha. And by this Memunah that Krisa Gever, when he was doing it, he wasn't weak. So logically, the Gever's voice should travel farther than the Kohen Gadol's voice. Yet still, you see the Kohen Gadol's travel farther. And more than that, V'hochal Yimama. The Kohen Gadol, what he did, it was during the day. Voice carries, the sound carries much worse during the day than at night. V'hosam Lelya, the Gever did it's nighttime, or mamish by morning break, right away at night, right in the morning, the sound should carry even farther. And yet still the Kohen Gadol was carried farther. Why does a person's voice, why does a sound not carry at night the same amount that the same amount that it can carry at night? Because, now we're going to have some strange, unexplainable, or let me rephrase, I can't explain it, so we'll just have to accept it. Because Gilgal Chama, the traveling of the sun, Sheminasa Birakia, is like sawing through the heavens. As the ball of the sun traveling through the heavens, it's cutting through the Rakia. Kechaber is like a carpenter, Haminasar Barozim, that's sawing through wood. It makes a loud noise. Like when you saw through the wood, it's making a whole sawing noise. And the sawdust that you see during the day, or when you look up into the sun, you could see speckles. You see sawdust, speckles, dust. You see when you're looking up at the sun, Loy Shemei. Its name is Loy. Like has no chashiv, it's Loy. Its name is Loy. And this is what Nebuchadnezzar was referring to when he said, no, Loy Shemei. Its name is Loy. Rashi says not like that. That's what Nebuchadnezzar says. V'chol dayori ara, all the people in the land, kiloy chashiv, and chashiv like loy, a chashiv just like that sawdust that flies around in the air. I'm going to finish at the bottom of the Omer, and then we'll let this all finish the Tanya Kavas of the Rab. Toner Abonon, another price along these concepts. Elmole Gilgal Chama, if not for that loud sound that the traveling sun makes when it cuts through the sky, Nishma Koil HaMoynesh HaRoymi, we would all hear the great loud noise that the marketplaces in Rome make. So many people, the crowds of Rome make. V'elmole Kol HaMoynesh HaRoymi, if not for the loud noises of the crowds of Rome, Nishma Kol Gilgal Chama, you would hear the sound of the traveling sun through the Rakia. These two loud noises are like canceling out each other.
Noise,
right.
Some type of noise canceling.
Correct. Let's do one more price. Three noises. Mamish travel across the whole entire world. That's how loud these noises are. Kol Gilgal Chama, the sound of the Chama, the sun traveling and cutting through the sky. The sound of the crowds, the marketplaces in Rome make so much noise. Like we just spoke out those two. And now the third one, the sound of neshama, the neshama, when it leaves the body, also makes a tremendous noise, a tremendous scream, a cry that can be heard across the world. So too, when a woman gives birth, there's also a tremendous loud noise that travels across the whole world. Top line of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, V'yeshoim Af Ridya, so to Ridya, we saw this, whoever remembers of Maseches Tainis, he's the Malach that's Memuna on rain, and he would call out to the heavens, give forth rain, call out to the earth, give forth rain. That sound also was a sound that goes, Mi'soifa Olam at Soifa. One more line, Ubo Rabbonon Rachami Aneshoma, V'shoshu Yotzim Menaguf, Upit Lua. The Rabbanan davened that the neshama, when it leaves the body, it should no longer make this terrifying noise. Apparently, I guess it was too scary, terrifying, or something along those lines. And Taka Pitlua, the Ebishter was mevato that sound, mevato that noise. What?
We don't hear any of these.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I can't explain it. What does it mean on the physical sense? We don't really understand. I don't understand it, as I was mocked. I don't understand it.
on a physical sense, we don't know what it means. Leida, do we have noise? Nishama, okay, Chazal Mevatale. Ridya, do we hear the Malachim crying? Now maybe you'll say we're not on the level to hear the Malachim crying. I don't know.
You want to say that maybe the Ruchni is different.
I don't know. Because they're Abaram Mevatale. Or the Rome. I don't know. I can't explain it. Rabbi Yoel, I'm counting on you, Be'ezer Hashem, on Sunday. We'll give a Groysa, Pilpul, Bederach Agadita, on what exactly this means. Okay, Dr. Rashi. We are Rashi already, the third line from the bottom. Gvine Kruz, Gvine Hamachris, the announcer who's announcing. What would he say? Domer Mahar Perik, Lekamon Perik Dalid. There was one time a story the Kohen Gadol was saying vidoy on his power, on his bull by Yom Kippur, his voice was already heard in Yericho, which was 10 paras away. Yeah. He's also weak from his tainis. And not only that, this Kohen Gadol was during the day when the sound doesn't travel as far. This sawdust that the sun is cutting through, when you see a ray of sun coming through, right, you can see sawdust, or we call it dust, floating in the, you know, floating in the sky that you can see with the rays of the sun. Diyoyma mamish loy shmei kain shmei loshen ein. It's nothing. Loy shmei. Its name is loy. Its name is nothing. Tab Rashi v'yesh oyma afridya malach hamemuna al hashkois haaretz. The malach who is appointed to water the land mi mitar hashmei mi mal ubin atohoy mitachas from the rain or from above and from the spring down below. V'koyre lahen, he calls to them, Shenemar, Tohoim el Tohoim koyre, Kedamrin Mesachas Tainis, we learn from Mesachas Tainis, he calls from one Tohoim to the other Tohoim. V'amirin ha'asam, the domi le'egla, it's like an egla, l'kach nikra ridja, he looks like a calf. L'kach nikra ridja, loshen shor ha'choyre, a bull who plows. K'mitakamino, lo'y sachreish lo tirdi. So that's why it's called ridya. Let's do another four lines Gemara. We have time. Yeah, why not? Let's do another four lines Gemara. So this was all the Tanya Kamos and the Rav we saw in the Braisa clearly. I know Rabbi Yoel's Mefakvik on the clearly, but we saw in the Braisa like Rav that the Gever, the Gever was a Machris, was a Memuna, a person who was appointed to call out and say Imdu Kehanim Lavadaschem. Now we are on the third line from the top of Chafal from an Aleph. Tanya Kavos Nerev Shiloh, Yom Brais, like Rav Shiloh, that the Gever is a rooster. The Brais, Hayoitz Laderech, Koidim Kriyas HaGever. Someone who goes out and he starts traveling on the way before Kriyas HaGever, before the call out of Gever. Domoy Beroysha, his blood is on his own head, meaning it's a dangerous time, you shouldn't go out at night. If he's going to be killed, it's his own fault. Domoy Beroysha. No, the Gever has to call out twice, not just once. The Gever has to call out twice. The Gever has to call out three times. Again, so machlokes whether it's a one time, two times, three times. But if you go out before the call of the Gever, it's dangerous. And now the price that finishes off. What type of tarnagol are we talking about that's calling out this once, this twice, this three times? Tarnagol Benini, the middle Tarnagol. I'm not sure if it means size wise or it means average wise. Oh, Rashi does that? I thought I saw Rashi, then I didn't find it again. Oh, there we go. I thought I saw it first, and then when I looked at it again, I didn't see it. Okay, I'm sorry. Right, there is always that earlier Tarnagol. You know, he's trying to chaparai in the morning, or maybe he has bad eyesight and he sees a little bit of light. You have the later Tarnagol, who's Shlofen the Bissomer. The average tarnagol. So that average tarnagol, that's what we're talking about. The person who goes out before the tarnagol calls once, twice, three times is dangerous. Dr. Hashi. Kavosa de Rav Shiloh to Omer Kresa Gever Kortan Goilas, the rooster calling. Hayotzi echidi l'darav dome v'roishem neham azikim dome v'roishem oven moise al roishem muto. The sin of his own death is on his own head. Shuhayim is atom, he killed himself. He shouldn't have gone out in the dark and dangerous times. He's not one of these very early Tarnagoylem, not one of the very late Tarnagoylem. I don't know, he's probably a 7:30 minion yet, you know. Not the 6:30 guy, not the 9 o'clock guy, the 7:30 minion rooster. That type of Tarnagol. Okay, Adkan.